Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, July 9th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So this is why you take the time to seek me out. We have two Supreme Court rulings today and a few days ago that are very important for the country. Now, if you watch the network news or the cables, you're not going to get the truth. All right, you just won't. They'll spin it. They'll obscure it. They will not tell you what really happened, but I will. I have to compliment CBS Radio. At noon today, they did an honest report on the radio about the Supreme Court decision. So, 7-2, big majority, basically said that President Trump cannot claim that he doesn't have to answer subpoenas from states. But they didn't say, Supreme Court didn't say, he has to hand over his tax records, which are what New York State wants. The Supreme Court knows that the district attorney in Manhattan, a man named Cyrus Vance Jr., all right, despises Donald Trump and wants to, quote unquote, get him. They're using a low-level beef about Mr. Trump paying Stormy Daniels some hush money or that kind of thing to try to get all of the Trump Organization and Donald Trump's tax filings. Cy Vance is trying to do that so he can go over it and see if he wrote that off illegally or whatever. Okay. It's a low-level beef, but the Supreme Court says just because you're president doesn't mean you don't have to comply with the subpoena. You with me so far? But the Supremes didn't say that Donald Trump has to give his tax returns to Mr. Vance. No, they kicked it back down to lower courts that will eventually say the same thing, that he does have to hand over the tax records. But then the tax records go to a grand jury proceeding where they are secret. But they won't be secret. As soon as the Trump Organization has to hand over tax returns, they'll be leaked to the New York Times. That's a crime, but no one will investigate it. And the New York Times could be held criminally liable, but it won't be. So that's what is likely to happen. And I'm putting this on the record, so when it does happen, I'll play you the tape. As soon as the lower courts rule that the Trump Organization has to give over 8 years of tax returns, including the president's personal filing, and Cy Vance gets that, you can assume the New York Times will get it. Okay? Supreme Court knows this. They know how it works. That's why they didn't say, okay, Mr. President, you got to give the records to Cy Vance. They're trying to stretch it out so the leak doesn't come before the election. I think the leak will come before the election. My opinion, could be wrong. Now, on the other ruling, that's favorable to the president. This ruling was not favorable because Trump knows it's going to be leaked out. The House of Representatives wanted the tax records, too. Not the Republicans in the House, but the Democrats, so they could go over them and make a political thing out of it. The Supreme Court said no. And again, kicked it back down. But the three committees in the House have to make a compelling argument. This isn't political. And of course, it's political. Everybody knows it's political. I mean, Joe Biden was accused of abusing a woman. Are the three House committees going to look into that? No, they're not. They don't care. Everybody knows this is political. Try to get something on Trump before the election. Supreme Court says, nope, we're going to kick it down. And again, they're hoping that no madness will take place. Supreme Court, not exactly, you know, a paragon of courage these days. But this is our system. All right. Any questions, class? That's what's happening. I think I made it clear. I hope I did. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
All right, Donald Trump. Today, he's going to sign an executive order on White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative. There has been zero reporting on this. Nothing. I don't know what it is, but there's been nothing on it. Why? Because Donald Trump is signing this executive order to try to get Hispanic votes. The media's not going to report on it. Just as the media ignored the president of Mexico, Obrador, saying good things about Mr. Trump. Go.
That's why I'm here. To express to the people of the United States that their president has behaved with us with kindness and respect.
Wow. Kindness and respect. Not going to hear that on CNN. You know, Donald Trump can be very charming in person. Obrador needs the United States. Trump did him a solid by not declaring the cartels terror groups. If they had, United States had designated the drug cartels terror groups, they could drone them and send special forces in after them. Obrador did not want that because it makes him look weak and bad. I would have done it. I would have used American power to destroy the drug cartels in Mexico. However, what Trump got back is significant. Obrador, and this was in public, but I know it to be true, said we will cut down on all the caravans and we'll put our army, the Mexican army, on your border, okay, and block as much illegal immigration as we can. And he did. He did. We don't have a flood of people coming in here anymore. And that was the deal that was made very quietly. Nobody knows about it except me and you now. But Obrador likes Trump. There you go. Remember, Trump's the guy who hates Mexicans. Remember that? Okay. We want you to participate in our Stand Up for Your Country. We're shipping out these stickers now. You buy them, you give them out, and it's a patriotic act. We don't kneel. Go in this weekend, pick up as many stickers as you can, give them out. This movement is growing. We want it to grow into the millions. Quick break, back with a final thought.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. On the radio, I do a number of things each week, and I'd like you to listen to them. We have them posted. So let me give you a little tease on it. Roll the tape.
There was this crazy protest in the Hamptons last week where they all showed up at Michael Bloomberg's house and Steve Schwartzman's house. I mean, who would even think to protest these guys? But they obviously were financed. They came on buses. Who is behind all that?
Well, I write about that in my column on BillO'Reilly.com entitled, Does Karl Marx Matter? And I can't tell you specifically who financed the Hamptons jaunt, where about 200 protesters were demanding that rich people give them money and give money to the people. This is a communist place. What communists do. Who paid for it? I don't know. Someone had to bust them out, make the signs, You know, there are various organizations that do that.
Go ahead.
This moron in the Bronx, in the New York State Legislature, is introducing a bill that New York police, including city police, would now have to buy private insurance to defend themselves against any lawsuits directed at them. Right now, the law is in New York. The city or the state has to defend the police. The police don't spend money if somebody comes after them and sues them. Now, the police officers make between $60,000 and $100,000 a year. They can't afford to have that kind of a insurance premium to pay. So what this woman in the Bronx is doing, this moron, is basically saying, I don't want any police. And she lives in the Bronx, where there are now, what, 10, 15 shootings every day since the communist mayor de Blasio defunded the or took $1 billion away from their budget, and the anti-crime unit was disbanded.
The program The View, this is Disney, it's under the ABC News banner. It's not an entertainment program.
Mm-hmm.
Is a hate fest. If you don't agree with the lady's far-left point of view, they hate you. They try to hurt you. Now, only 2.5 million people watch that thing. But it generates enough money that Disney says, well, we don't really care whether they hate people. We're going to take the coin. And that has corrupted the media in America.
Okay, you can listen to all of those radio interviews on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you do, and visit our website. The word of the day, I forgot, is churlish. Please do not be churlish, C-H-U-R-L-I-S-H, when writing to BillO'Reilly.com and to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, please. I want you to have a great weekend. We'll be checking into BillO'Reilly.com. Please do so as well, and we'll see you soon.